Hey friend, you are listening to the She Lives Purposely podcast with me, Megan Edmonds. If you want to be encouraged and equipped to live purposefully, to live how God calls you to live, then this show is definitely for you. I believe that you have purpose and that your purpose, like mine, is to glorify God, and love other people. Each week, we'll talk about different ways that God has called us to live purposefully, chat about Christian living, answer life and faith questions, and have some powerful conversations with my friends. All right, so let's chat. Hello and welcome or welcome back to the She Lives Purposefully podcast. My name is Megan and I am so stoked that you are here. If you are watching on YouTube or on Spotify, we're in a kind of a new setup. I'm just mixing up the couch position a little bit, but so mixing up the setup a little bit today. And in the theme of it being, I was going to say Thanksgiving, that's like 4 months ago, February, and like the season of love and Valentine's, I wanted to really hit on that for this episode. And instead of kind of diving into, I don't know, I feel like it can be sometimes a, what am I trying to say here? Okay, so I feel like in February, of course, it is the season of love. And a lot of times that's romantic love. But a lot of times I feel like people can get frustrated with that, whatever the situation may be that they're in. And so I, you know, obviously I'm all for romantic love, and Valentine's is actually, I think, one of my favorite like seasons. It's just so like pink and red and fun and happy, and I'm all for it. Like I really love it. But I think sometimes too, there can be so much content that's geared towards couples when in reality, there's so many people who are maybe not like just wanting that right now for whatever reason that may be. And so today, instead, in a total pivot, I wanted to talk about God's love for us and really just, I mean, if it's okay with you, flood you with God's love for you. I was just talking to my mom this morning. I went to go get coffee at our church's coffee shop where my sister works. I actually got lemonade. It's like 35 degrees outside, but I will never turn away lemonade. I love lemonade so much. But I went to get lemonade and my mom works there. So she was there and I was telling her about this episode that I was going to record today. And we were just talking about how, you know, we talk about God's love all the time. So much so that I think we kind of forget what it really means and like how profound it is that God really loves us. And even that word, like God loves you, we say that all the time. And we lose almost the weight, and not that we shouldn't say it all the time, but we lose almost the weight of what it, like how profound it is. Like the Lord loves you so, so much, and He loves you. Like He loves you so deeply, the way that you know that you love, maybe it's a parent or a child or a sibling or a friend or a spouse, you love them so much, you would do anything for them. And like God loves you more than we even love other people, more than we can even imagine. And so I just wanted to talk about that today because I think it's so beautiful. And I want you to leave just feeling so uplifted and encouraged and really just sitting there like, oh my goodness, the Lord loves me so much. And hopefully too, you know, we love Him because He first loved us. And so even hopefully just feeling the love of the Lord will like instigate maybe a new or an even stronger fire in your heart for Him. All right, so before we dive in, I just wanted to mention too, I brought this up last week, but for, I think it was the last episode in 2023, I had alluded to a Christian playlist. So Christian music, worship, a new version of that. And that is officially out. So you can grab that playlist, listen to it, be so encouraged. So I hope that's an encouragement to you. That is going to be in the show notes. It's also right on Spotify. I think I might rename it. Even if I don't rename it, my plan is to kind of update it throughout the year, just so it's something that is like constantly being updated and is good, solid music. That's also fun. I brought this up last week too when Donnie was on the episode where we made a huge announcement. So if you haven't listened, go and listen to that. But I feel like sometimes it can be so much easier to listen to non-Christian music because a lot of times like the beat's really good and it's really catchy and it's fun. And so I wanted to curate a playlist of Christian music, of worship that, you know, is a mix of that slow Christian music worship, but also is like fun and upbeat and just has kind of like a variety of styles in there to keep things like interesting and different and things like that. So I hope that it's an encouragement to you. I hope that you love it. But okay, let's dive into just talking about God's love for us. Again, I don't know about you, but I feel like we can overuse this word so much. And you know what? I take that back. Not overuse it, because we should always be talking about the love of the Lord. But I think that sometimes we can forget the weight of it. So I think it's so important to remember, first and foremost, that the Lord is the author of love. He is himself love. And we're going to go through some verses to talk about that. But he is love himself, and he's the author of it. Like, it is any kind of knowledge of what love is that we have or feel is because he like created that and knows that and is the author of it and is that himself, which is so beautiful and such a beautiful concept too. So let's dive into, I have some verses on a paper here that I just want to read to you. So again, that you're just flooded with like, the Lord loves me so much, and I can walk away with that knowledge today and that feeling today too, just to wash over me whatever is going on in your life today. I don't know if it's a great day, if it's a really hard day, if it's been a beautiful season, if it's been a really tough season, but I want you to be able to leave today. Maybe you're dealing with shame. Maybe you're dealing with guilt. Maybe you are just frustrated with people, or things are just not lining up in your life. Maybe you're in a completely different place. Maybe you are like on the mountaintop, just rejoicing, feeling so good. And wherever you're at, the Lord loves you. And I just want you to really soak that in today. So, all right, here are some verses. And most of these, if not all of these, are going to be from the English Standard Version. That is my go-to Bible version. There are other great Bible versions out there. This is just my go-to. So if you're wondering, you know, what Bible version should I be reading? Not that you should be reading this one, but this is my go-to. So if you want to start there too, it's a good one. Okay, so Romans 5:8, it says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So while we were still enemies with God, while we were still sinning against him, doing things that he's called us not to do, doing things that separate us from him, and sometimes so consciously, oftentimes very consciously, he still loved us. And how did he show that? Jesus died for us. So while we were actively rejecting him, he died for us, which is so beautiful. And that is how much God loves us, and really just how much the Lord loves you, you know, even when you are pushing him away, or you can remember a time that you have pushed him away. The Lord loves you so much, and he's given absolutely everything for you. Jesus giving his own life for you. So that's so huge. 1 John 3:1 says this, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us." Oh, this is so good. "That we should be called children of God, and so we are." That's just so beautiful to me. So not only did Jesus die for us because he loved us so much, not only while we were enemies with God did he want to reconcile us to him, but he actually here, we see, calls us his children. He adopts us. He brings us into his family, which is just so beautiful. So it's not just like, you know what, like, I will reconcile myself with you. I will save you. I will do everything I can just to make sure that you are not separated from me. But even more so, he brings us into his family, which is so beautiful. So what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Friend, you are, if you are the Lord's, you are a child of God, and he just loves you. He loves you so, so much. Okay, 1 John, same book. There's a couple of these verses from 1 John. This is 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. And it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves us has been born of God and knows God. And whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So kind of like we mentioned before, God is the author of love. He is love himself. And we see that in this verse. God is love. And we see, too, that love is from God. So those are huge things. If you really think about just like the feelings that love brings and just the decision that it is, too, and how much you love everybody, like knowing that all of that comes from the Lord and he has perfect love is so profound. It's so beautiful. Okay, 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. I just love this verse so much. I love this verse so much. I love it so much because, one, of course, we learn that God loved us first. He loves us so much. And, you know, almost in this, like, if we picture it in like a romantic pursuit kind of way, it's like God was the one to first notice us, to first reach out, to first love us. And I think it's really cool too, just because it's like the Lord, you know, we're called to love him and he wants us to love him, but he took that first step and he doesn't expect us to like love somebody and not know anything about, like he went all the way for us. And because of that, he's like, you know, like because of that, we can love him in return, but it's not demanding love for like no reason, if that makes sense. Like he loved us first. He took that first step and he took, oh my goodness, such a huge step to show us that love that he loved us first with. And because of that, because we're so loved, we can love in return. He's not asking for us to take the first step. He's the one who did it first, which is so beautiful. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says this, "The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you." So beautiful. "I have loved you with an everlasting love." You know what? Whatever you're doing right now, I don't know if you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're driving, whatever it is, just like really, if you can stop whatever you're doing, just soak it in. Close your eyes and listen to this. If you can't, that's totally okay. But let this just soak in. The Lord saying this to you, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. I have loved you with an everlasting love." An everlasting love. Just so powerful. Like he loves you right now. He has loved you and he will always love you with an everlasting love. And therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Because he loves you, he will be faithful. And he is just such a loving and faithful God. But how beautiful is that? I have loved you, past tense. And you know, it's this past present, like have love so you still love, with an everlasting, this future love. So beautiful. All right, Psalm 86, verse 15 says this, "But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." I just loved that because it's such a reminder, excuse me, that it's not just like he kind of loves you, you know, he's pretty annoyed with you, but I guess he loves you, kind of eye roll moment. He is abounding in steadfast love, not a flighty love, not a here and there kind of love, not just when you're doing good kind of love or when it's convenient for God kind of love, but he is overflowing, abounding in a love that is consistent and steadfast for you. He loves you so much. Psalm 36, verses 5 through 7 says, "Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings." So again, I just love that word steadfast. There's twice in that verse. "Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens." And then, "How precious is your steadfast love, O God." Again, it's not flighty. It's not just when it's convenient. It is steadfast for you. When you feel like you have failed time and time again, when you feel like maybe God's not showing up in your life, or maybe you feel like you're feeling his presence all the time, God's love is steadfast and it is precious. And because he loves you so much, you can take refuge in the shadow of his wings. You can know that he is faithful. That's just so beautiful. All right, we have two more verses here. Two more passages. This one is Romans 8, verses 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are guarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure, this is so good, I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. Let's read that again. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, things we don't even know that are coming, the future, whatever it holds, not powers that we don't even understand, not height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's love is so sure for you. It is so steadfast. And nothing can separate you from his love. And he loves you so much. This last verse here is Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains may depart and the hills may be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. And my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Friend, he has a steadfast, consistent, not flighty love for you. It is something that you can depend on. It is something that is not going to leave, something that cannot be separated from you, something that you can't depart from. He loves you so much. He has compassion for you. He is so for you and not against you. He loves you so much. And we say it all the time, but I hope with these verses, it helps to really soak in the depth of what this means. God loves you. And I hope that you feel that and know that truth today. And I would encourage you even like go on, I think it's Blue Letter Bible, do a search of, you know, the word love and see all the verses that pop up about God's love for you and even do a word study on that maybe and just let that soak in. That's so beautiful and such a necessary truth. It can be such a, you know, quote unquote basic truth, but I think sometimes we really need the reminder of those simple, but oh my goodness, such important truths.
Have you ever asked yourself, who am I? Your identity is more than your relationship status, job title, or physical appearance, but can you say exactly what it is? If you're looking to find biblical answers to tough life questions like this one, I have just the thing for you. Yarrow helps guide you through the Bible so you can know what it says and what it means for your actual life, which is so important. With beautifully designed print books, it's never been easier to connect God's Word to your life. Yarrow's Bible studies help me to be rooted in Scripture, grow in Christ, and find the answers to life's toughest questions. Their new Bible study, known A Study of Identity Part 1, guides you through chapters in Genesis, Psalms, Job, and Ephesians, and challenges you to apply God's Word to your life through journaling prompts, mindfulness exercises, community, and more. It's time to look to Scripture to better understand your spiritual identity. Order Yarrow's Bible study guide, known A Study of Identity Part 1, and start digging deeper today. Visit www.yarrow.org and use my discount code SHELIVESPURPOSEFULLY for 10% off your purchase. That's www.yarrow.org and use my discount code SHELIVESPURPOSEFULLY for 10% off your purchase.
So I hope that was an encouragement to you today. Okay, but that is our, you know, kind of flooding of love for today. But for the first time since 2023, we are actually going to do our Dear Meg segment. Before we do, I just want to encourage you that if you are not already a bonus subscriber, you can listen to this episode completely ad-free. And you can get it also with early access. You can get Bible reading plans for the whole year. I'm also doing mini devos on there every single day. So you can get all of that as a bonus subscriber. Or rather, we renamed it to She Lives Purposely Plus. So join She Lives Purposely Plus for those things. But okay, let's dive in to Dear Meg. Okay, so this Dear Meg says this. Dear Meg, how can I find a Christian church in Utah? I might be moving there soon, and I'm trying to find a Christian community, but it's been hard with all the Mormon churches. Every time I write Christian church, I'm assuming on Google or the internet, it only comes out Mormon churches. My encouragement to you would be, one, if you have any community, any friends out there in that area, to definitely reach out to them, see where they go, something like that. Another encouragement would be, whether it's in Google Maps or just Google in general, to be like really specific with the type of Christian church, you know, that you're writing. So maybe say evangelical or Baptist or non-denominational or something like that, kind of giving a denomination or being more specific into what kind of church you're looking for. Even if you are open to maybe changing that up, but just so that you can get plugged in somewhere, check that out, and then maybe even get recommendations from that church for a church that might be closer to you or other things like that. But I think my biggest suggestion would be to like just be specific in your Google search for maybe a denomination or something like that. And two, my other recommendation would be to, whatever church you're at now, maybe ask a pastor or an elder or somebody there if they have recommendations for churches, just because a lot of times, and I know this is the case for my own church, they are really connected with places around the country, even around the world. And so like they would have recommendations for places in other states if my husband and I were to move, for example. And so I think that would be helpful too, like seeing from the church you're already plugged into if they know of good churches out there. But I am going to lift you up in prayer right after this episode. Actually, I mean, why don't we just pray for you right now? Because that can be a daunting thing, just moving to a new place, new community, not knowing a church to go to. So let's pray for that right now. Jesus, I just pray for this Lord, daughter of yours who might be moving to a new place and is just seeking, God, a Christian community and a place where she can gather with the saints and be encouraged and equipped in you, God, and be fed from your word. And I just pray that you would guide her, Lord. I pray that you would help her to find the exact church that you have called her to be at right now. And I pray that you would just help her and to just, you know, finding this church and also just finding Christian friends and community, and that if she does make this move, it would just be such a sweet thing and she would just find your strength in this time and your provision in this time as well. God, thank you so much for who you are and all you do. In your name, amen. Amen. So I hope that that's helpful. I guess another encouragement would be praying about it all while you are seeking and searching. Two. All right, friends, but that is our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening or watching. I can't even say, so thankful for you. It's just so sweet. Like, it's been so sweet to come back with the podcast and kind of come back to Instagram too and just get messages from you of people missing the podcast and missing the encouragement. And I'm just so thankful that this is a place where you feel encouraged and equipped in your walk with Christ. And that's all that I could ever hope for or pray for. I am so thankful. Two, it's just crazy. I know that I mentioned this on Instagram. I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast last week, but that the podcast is still in the top 50 charts on Spotify, not on Apple. We can definitely, if you haven't, feel free to share and leave a review on Apple. Let's see if we can get in the charts there too. But it's been in the charts even when we weren't posting episodes for like a month and a half, which is just so wild. Like, you guys are so incredible. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for reviewing. It's so great. And really, yeah, is the best way to love on this podcast or any podcast that you love is to leave a review, to share it with friends, to subscribe for sure. So thank you for doing that. And if you haven't already, I would be so encouraged if you would. But just thank you so much for being here, guys. It is so sweet. And my biggest hope for this podcast is just that it continues to be an encouragement to you and draw you closer to Jesus. Yeah, I am so thankful for you, friend. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Live purposefully. And live for Jesus.